Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harris, and here's what's happening. A large sinkhole in West Oak Lane that grew in size due to a water main leak has left about 80 homes without water. Neighbors tell KYW's Matt Coughlin that this is an ongoing issue.
West Oak Lane residents were without water service along several roads stretching out from the intersection of Worcester and Rodney Streets after a leak in an 8-inch water main. Laverne Taylor, who lives on Rodney, says she heard a boom late last night and woke to hear from one of her neighbors that their water was off. That means another day of drinking from water bottles, the recycling bin already overflowing. The water department says the leak was reported about 2 a.m. and crews stopped the leak, but about 80 homes lost water service. They say the location had previously been excavated for water main and sewer repairs.
This has been going on since Thanksgiving. They shut it off, they come back, put it on, shut it off, come back, start working. And then when the Christmas holiday came, I think everybody just relaxed and went to Christmas because our water was on and then it just left the hole there.
The water department says it's working to make the sinkhole site safe and will schedule repairs for the leak and restore water as soon as possible. Camden's police department is getting two new drones to help police better respond to emergencies. The details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Fresh off of announcing historic lows in homicides and violent crime, Camden Police Chief Gabe Rodriguez says these new drones, paid for with $430,000 donated by George Norcross and businessman Sidney Brown, will help make even more progress in reducing violent crime, as well as quality of life issues like illegal dumping.
We're using them for everything, to keep our officers available to cover the hot spots and the spaces that we need to be occupied.
Camden Mayor Vic Karstarfin thanked the donors for their continued commitment to the city. He says kids growing up in Camden today are safer than previous generations because of investments like this.
We may be all long gone, but they're going to say, I grew up in a time, man, where our officers were there.
Camden now has 9 drones in its fleet, the largest in South Jersey. SEPTA and rideshare drivers are getting goodie bags Tuesday to help them welcome visitors into 2026 and beyond. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
As taxis, rideshares, and SEPTA buses pulled up to the Pennsylvania Convention Center, drivers were handed bags of Philly goodies.
It gives some brotherly love to the people who are working hard all day, every day, driving those folks from the minute they get into town.
Convention and Visitors Bureau CEO Greg Karen says this year has 22 events, each booking more than 2,000 room nights.
We've been waiting for 2026 to begin, and it is beginning with a big bang.
Starting with a meeting of the Professional Convention Management Association next week.
It's bringing events like this PCMA group that's coming in that can literally give us a year's worth of bookings just by the virtue of hosting them, those meeting planners and decision makers.
Karen says that's why it's important that the drivers who take those influential visitors across town create a positive experience. Officials in Delaware County are laying out their goals and vision for 2026, and at the top of the list is making sure residents have access to quality health care services. KYW's Justin Udo reports.
Last year, the county lost Crozier Medical, a pillar of healthcare in the community. Delaware County Council Chair Dr. Monica Taylor says this year they're going to continue to rebuild their healthcare system in the region by working with companies that purchase those hospital buildings.
But also working with the partners who are in the region and our two hospitals who are amazing, making sure that they have everything that they need, that if there's ways for us to improve access, work with our health department to do so.
Dr. Taylor says they're also working with businesses on how to best capitalize on a number of events going on in the county.
We have the PGA Championships that are going to be at Adirondack Golf Course, the FIFA World Cup. We are a host county and our America 250 celebration.
She says making county services more accessible to residents by streamlining them is another top priority.
They don't have to go to multiple offices. They can just go to one place and hope to get that launched this year.
Dr. Taylor says this is a heavy workload, but she believes they are up for the task. A big lottery win on the main line. Someone scratched off a $5 million prize on Monopoly Own It All. That's the jackpot on that $50 ticket. The Pennsylvania Lottery says it was sold at the Giant along Lancaster Avenue in Radnor. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Audity app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love
Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.